We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those mid swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
Around this time tomorrow, the Cardinals are going to be one game into their 162-game season. Welcome into an opening day eve edition of Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Cardinals start with four in L.A. against the Dodgers, three in San Diego against the Padres, and then a week from tomorrow they will have their home opener where we get to celebrate the start of baseball season once again, but certainly looking forward to tomorrow. A 3:10 first pitch. That means our coverage tomorrow afternoon will begin at 2:15, and we'll just be jumping right in, doing everything like we always do, and we'll have Cardinals baseball. But to get you ready for it, we've got a Cardinals-centric edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line tonight here on KMOX. In about less than 10 minutes, we are going to be joined by Cardinals Hall of Famer, former pitcher John Tudor later on this hour, former catcher Tom Pagnozzi, who's now a studio analyst for Bally Sports Midwest. He is going to join us, and then next hour, Danny Wexelman from MLB Network Radio and ESPN will join us. She is a St. Louisan who does just a fantastic job covering baseball. And our guy Kevin Wheeler will be with us once again at about 7:35 as we have our third installment of our season preview with him. We've been talking with him every single day, and today we're going to lock in more on the position player group in the lineup after we talked through the starting rotation 2 days ago. And yesterday we spent some time talking about relief pitching. The news of the day for the Cardinals, and you know, I use the term news lightly because only one part of this is really something that we didn't know was going to be happening, but the Cardinals did officially announce their opening day roster. Probably the biggest question going in was what was the 40-man roster move going to be with them adding Victor Scott II, and the move that they made. Jared Young, a first baseman, was placed on outright waivers, so he's taken off the 40-man roster. We'll see what happens with Young moving forward, if there's any possibility that he stays in the organization but not on the 40-man roster. That will get worked out at a later time. But nonetheless, he's not on the 40-man anymore. Victor Scott is, so that allows him to be placed onto the 26-man roster. And then Jose Fermin was officially optioned to AAA Memphis. So the Cardinals will go into the season with 13 pitchers: Ryan Fernandez, Giovanni Gallegos, Kyle Gibson, Ryan Helsley, Andrew Kittredge, Matthew Liberatore, Lance Lynn, Steven Matz, Miles Michaelis, Riley O'Brien, Andre Pallante, Jojo Romero, and Zach Thompson. They go into the season with two catchers on the active roster: Wilson Contreras and Ivan Herrera. From an infield standpoint, Nolan Arenado, Matt Carpenter, Brandon Crawford, Brendan Donovan, Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Gorman, and Mason Wynn. Outfielders: Alec Burleson, Victor Scott, Michael Ciani, and Jordan Walker. And then the six players who are going to begin the season on the injured list: Dylan Carlson, Tommy Edmund, Sonny Gray, Lars Nootbaar, Keenan Middleton, and Drew Rahm. And that is your Cardinals opening day roster. No drama tomorrow or anything, as the roster sometimes is announced day of, but we know exactly who's going to be on the roster. Something we'll talk about with Kevin Wheeler later on when he comes on in about an hour and 15 minutes or so. At some point in time, these guys are going to get healthy. What does the roster potentially look like as players start to get healthy? Now, I always like to say, stuff like that works itself out. and it's a good problem to have, but it's also not, it's not clear what the roster could potentially look like as guys get healthy. I'm excited about a couple guys just to see what they can do in their roles, especially from a pitching standpoint. I'm excited to see what kind of pitcher Matthew Liberatore can be in the bullpen, where that's just going to be his job. We saw a little bit of it last season. Excited to see Zach Thompson in the starting rotation. Can he force the Cardinals into a tough decision when Sonny Gray comes back by pitching well? His profile is the profile that really they need in the rotation, somebody who can get some swing and miss. And then from a bullpen standpoint, excited to see whether or not Riley O'Brien has the opportunity to continue in the regular season what he did in spring. Much more on that throughout the course of the program. Up next, former Cardinals pitcher John Tudor will join us as we roll on. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on opening day eve right here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
From John Tudor, swinging a ground ball, as he do his left has it, and throws one out. And Tudor has retired 14 in a row.
It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. You just heard Jack Buck talking about John Tudor, a Cardinals Hall of Famer. We're talking to as many former Cardinals as we possibly can this week, leading into opening day tomorrow. The Cardinals will play the Dodgers again. By the time we hit 6:19 tomorrow, Cardinals, Dodgers will probably already be done for the day. But let's go to the Quiver River guest line and welcome John Tudor onto the program. John, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing all right. Do you, on the eve of opening day, as baseball season gets started, do you start kind of in your memory going back and thinking through your time playing? Is this just a good time for you from a kind of a reflective standpoint?
No, I don't. I don't really think back on it that much. I mean, every now and then, if I'm around other guys and we're talking about the old days, but it's not something. Yeah, it's not something that's really on my mind.
Well, I'm sure Cardinals fans think about you, especially when you think about that 1985 season and everything that that you and the team were able to accomplish that year. When you are back, because I mean, opening day is such a special day in St. Louis. When you do come back for that, when you see so many other former players, what is that like for you?
It's a lot of fun. It's always fun going back to St. Louis. It's such a great baseball town, and people always treat me so great there. You know, it was just a fun place to play. You know, those teams in the 80s were a lot of fun. I mean, we had some good years, we had some bad years, we had some off days, and but all in all, they were fun teams. They were fun teams to watch, and a good group of guys. I mean, I can honestly say that I don't have anybody on any of those teams that I can honestly say I don't like. So.
When you think back to specifically 1985, because you came over to the Cardinals from Pittsburgh, you'd spent some time in Boston prior to that, and that was a good team, and you had a fantastic season that year. How did it all come together from a team standpoint and a personal standpoint that year?
We're talking about 85.
85,
now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 85 was you know, kind of ride the wave. You know, I mean, it was like I said, it was such a good team. It's a team that was perfect for me. I mean, because I was, you know, a contact type pitcher for the most part, and you know, with the bigger ballpark and that great defense, it was like, you know, gosh, here it is, hit it. You know, as long as I can keep the ball in the ballpark, someone's going to probably make a play on it.
that the numbers from that year are just fantastic. 21 wins. The numbers that really jump out, especially when you compare it to today's game, 14 complete games that year and 10 shutouts. I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to see somebody. I'm pretty sure that we're never going to see a pitcher have 14 complete games in a season anymore, and therefore the 10 shutouts is very unlikely as well. You know, things change, baseball changes, but it's kind of funny to look at those kind of numbers and then compare it to how it's being played right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different game right now from a pitching standpoint. I mean, they know they're only going 5 to 6 innings, so that's they gear it all towards that. I mean, even for me, you talk about 14 complete games and all those innings, but the guys that played 10 years before me were completing 20 games and throwing 315 innings, you know. So it's the game just kind of, I don't know, it changes here and there. I don't know that. I don't know. I don't know if it's all good or not. I mean, I'm not sure how I would have welcomed the fact of knowing that I'm not going to get a chance to complete a game even if I'm pitching good in it.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because while the trends do go in that direction, what the Cardinals tried to do this offseason, they brought in a bunch of kind of veteran starting pitchers with Sonny Gray and Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson, guys who are known for taking the ball every fifth day, and guys who have shown the ability to pitch deep into games. So it does feel like in many ways what you're talking about, the trend in baseball is, you know, guys are going 5 innings, 6 innings, and you're getting to the bullpen. Cardinals won a little bit more than that, and everything kind of moves in cycles. Maybe we are going to get to a point in baseball where starting pitchers are going to be asked to go a little bit deeper into games.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you'll see that happen again or not. I mean, with the advent of 14-man pitching staffs, there's just so many guys out in the bullpen that if you get a couple of starters that are going 7 or 8 or 9 innings, you're never going to get those guys work out there. And I don't see it coming back, but yeah, you never know. I mean, the old saying, what goes around comes around, but I don't know. There's so much money in these guys right now that I think they just kind of go out of their way to protect them and try and keep them from building up a bunch of innings. And I think the players kind of go along with it because they see themselves, you know, able to maybe get more years and more money under their belt. So I don't know. I'd never really had the conversation with any of the current guys. So it's all speculation on my part.
We're talking with former Cardinals pitcher John Tudor. There's a perfect line in there, because if you don't get deep enough from your starting pitching, then you're overusing your bullpen, and that's what happened to the Cardinals last year when they really struggled. But to your point, if you're getting 7-8 innings, you got all these guys in the bullpen that are never getting work. So there's some, you know, the truth lies somewhere in between, as is the case with most things, and that probably applies here as well.
Yeah, I think it does to a certain extent, but I think the Cardinals' problem last year was their bullpen struggled.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going to a guy in the bullpen, you're turning around, you're backing him up and going to someone maybe sooner than you want to get him out of the game because maybe he's had a bad day. And before you know it, you've used 4 guys to make up those 3 or 4 innings. And when you do that on a day in and day out basis, then yeah, those guys are going to get worn out a little bit. Although
when you look,
I don't know, they're pitching an inning. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure how you get worn out pitching an inning, but I don't know.
We're talking with John Tudor. When you look back on your career, because obviously you're beloved in St. Louis, and you can argue that that 85 season was your best season, coming up second in the Cy Young Award voting. You spent a lot of time in Boston, but also you won a World Series later with the Dodgers. I know you had some health issues later on in your career. What team do you reflect upon most fondly? Do you think of yourself as a Cardinal? Is it other teams? How do you reflect upon your career in that way?
Yeah, I think I do. Because my most successful years were in St. Louis, and the most fun I had playing was in St. Louis. I mean, I spent 4 years in Boston, and that was great. I mean, I grew up there, so it was fun. It was good, but it was but I was early in my career trying to figure it out, And the teams were good and the teams were bad. You know, they weren't anywhere near as strong defensively as those Cardinals teams were, which, like I said, that's kind of what made me so successful, was the fact that the defense on that team was just so incredible.
Yeah. We had Tommy Herr on earlier this week, and you think about that double play combination of Herr and Ozzie, and then Terry Pendleton, underrated defensive right. third baseman. You had Willie out in center field, Vince Coleman and Andy Van Slyke out there as well. I mean, you just look up and down that lineup, and from a defensive standpoint, there were a lot of guys who could make plays on the ball on the field.
Yeah, and I mean, Terry was as good or better a third baseman that I ever played with. And, you know, Terry made all the plays, and he was, you know, between, you know, he obviously helped Ozzie too, because Terry was able to get into the hole a little bit, you know, to his left, and it kind of took some of the pressure off of Ozzie, especially when Ozzie was having a little bit of problems with his shoulder and having a little bit more of a problem making that throw from the hole. But, yeah, they just complemented each other. I mean, I can think of, you know, a handful of times where the ground ball back up the middle to me with a guy on first base, and I just get my glove out of the way and let those, you know, let Ozzie catch it or let Tommy catch it and turn it on their own, right? Take me out of the scenario. There's a little better chance.
The Cardinals are going to have a young guy, Victor Scott II, making his major league debut coming up tomorrow in the season debut. He's got as much speed as anybody playing the game of baseball, and there's already been comparisons to Vince Coleman. Obviously, baseball's a little bit different now than it was then, but when you think about Coleman and what he could do on the bases to impact a game, how do you apply that to today's game, and specifically with Scott and what he can potentially do if you think of him in the same terms as Vince Coleman?
Yeah, I haven't seen Scott play, so it's tough. It's tough for me to compare him and Vince. I don't think you can compare him and Vince at this point. It wouldn't be fair to Scott to do that. Vince was a freak. You know, Vince was full speed in two steps, and it was just a tremendous base stealer. He just wreaked havoc on other teams. I mean, I'm sure that there were dozens of pre-series meetings where they said, you know, make sure you don't walk Coleman, and sure as heck he'd walk to lead off a game, steal second, steal third, and Tommy hit a ground ball to second base and drive him in, and we'd be winning 1-0 without a hit. You know, it happened over and over again. You know, and just Vince's presence on first base also had an effect on pitchers, because they had to worry about him, and so they consequently had to probably throw more fastballs to some of our better hitters and you know, give them the opportunity.
Yeah, it's a fun comparison. You're right, it's not fair, but it's just the Cardinals for a while haven't had a guy who can really impact the game on the bases, and it feels like Victor Scott II has that opportunity. But
the game is kind of coming back to that,
yeah,
a little bit.
I guess.
It's coming back to the base stealers again, which is good, because it's a fun part of the game. It is an entertaining part of the game. And I don't like the throw over rules. I don't like those. I think that they hurt the game. I think that they're stupid. But I like seeing the old school base stealing and, you know, that type of game come back into baseball.
Well, John,
we
really appreciate your time today. This was fun to catch up with you. Hopefully we see you on the ballpark, certainly on occasion. But thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome.
Have a good day.
That's John Tudor, former Cardinals pitcher, Cardinals Hall of Famer. Great to catch up with him just a bit. Again, Cardinals home opener coming up a week from tomorrow. We'll take a break. Have more in just a moment. In fact, another former Cardinal, Tom Pagnozzi, now part of the broadcast team with Bally Sports Midwest. He joins us next. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
Pagnozzi swings and a long fly ball to right center field, way back at the track, at the wall. Home run for the kid. Pagnozzi with his first ever in the big leagues.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. We're going to be hearing and seeing a lot more of Tom Pagnozzi this year as he is officially joining the crew over at Bally Sports Midwest. He's going to be a studio analyst doing Cardinals pre and post, and we're very happy to welcome on to Graybar Sports Open Line right now. Tom, thanks for the time. Congrats on the new gig. We're certainly excited to see and hear from you a lot more moving forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Matt. I'm actually looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And as a Cardinal and former Cardinal player and as a Cardinal fan, there's nothing better than talking Cardinal baseball.
What's what attracted you to this? Because you've done so many things in baseball post-playing career. You did some coaching. I mean, you've been all over the place. And now you've got an opportunity to try your hand at broadcasting.
Well, you know, I've always had an interest in it. I love doing radio shows and TV shows from that standpoint. You know, I've been away for a while. My wife was sick, who passed away 2 years ago after, a tough battle with cancer. And I was ready for the next journey. I've always wanted to get back in baseball, and this was the opportunity.
When you look at this Cardinals team, there's a lot of optimism about what they can do, but there's also a lot of question marks and a lot of dependency upon various players having some bounce back seasons. What's your level of optimism for the kind of team the Cardinals can be this year?
Well, you know, obviously coming off of last year, not a good year. I like what they did with their pitching. You know, they got veteran guys. Now, I know a lot of people are, man, you know, we didn't get the superstar guy, you know, from that standpoint. But, you know, Gray is going to be a good one. He battles, you know, bringing back, rebuilding the bullpen and, you know, bringing in Kyle Gibson and Lance Lynn. Those are guys that give you a bunch of innings. I mean, if you look back even, you know, last year, you just gained 650 innings from the starting rotation of those guys, which is going to make your bullpen better because they don't get overexposed. Obviously, they're all a year older, but, you know, they're proven. And that's the thing that you go by. They're proven. And, you know, offensively, I think they'll be better, you know, bringing in, you know, Contreras having a second year, and, you know, Walker, you know, a rookie year is tough. Mm-hmm. And Jordan Walker is going to be better. Gorman, hopefully he stays healthy because he can be a big part. And I love the shortstop. You know, I don't know how much he's going to hit from the get-go. But let's remember, Ozzie Smith didn't hit from the get-go. Yeah. Not that I'm trying to compare him to Ozzie. I'm not trying to do that. It's not fair to win to do that. But he has that ability.
When you think about the next core, the next generation of Cardinals baseball, in many ways it feels, you know, Goldschmidt, Arenado, they're still around, and I'm not trying to push them out the door by any stretch of the mind, but you think about Walker and Gorman and Wynn, and Scott's going to start the season on the roster. That's a really good core of position players that you would think have the opportunity to do some special things in St. Louis.
You know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, when Coleman and Pendleton and those guys came up. McGee was a couple years into it. It's kind of like the same style and same type of setup. You have some good young core players from that standpoint. And you look at, you know, even Herrera as the backup catcher. And you can go into the pitching with Zach Thompson. You know, it's going to be time for, you know, Lipitor to step up, you know, from that standpoint. The future's there, but, you know, the present is also here.
We're talking with Tom Pagnozzi, former Cardinal, now part of the team at Bally Sports Midwest. He'll be doing studio analyst work on pregame and postgame shows coming up this season. You mentioned just the pitchers that they brought in. And Sonny Gray was second in the American League Cy Young Award voting last year. He's a top 10 starting pitcher in all of Major League Baseball, I think. Yet a certain contingent of the fan base has not been overly fired up about his addition. Have you seen that? Have you been surprised by that? Because this was a pretty big signing for this team.
Well, you know, he's kind of pitched in a couple places where it's been kind of quiet. Mm-hmm. You know, the fan base is not there. You know, Sonny Gray, I've seen him since he's been in college, and he was a stud then, and he still is. Like you said, he's a top 10 guy. I guarantee you, if you walk out there and take a poll, nobody knows where he finished in the Cy Young last year and the type of year he's had. He's a legit number one guy from that standpoint. And I agree that the fan base isn't super excited about him. To a point, because I think they were looking for one of those two other three top guys.
Were you coaching at Arkansas when he was at Vanderbilt?
No, he was a few years at, well, a lot of years after.
Okay.
I coached in 2003, 2004. But I saw him, you know, cause I go to a lot of Razorback games, try to go to all the SEC games. I've seen him plenty back in that day, and I follow a lot of the SEC guys because you get to know them in this conference. It's a tremendous conference, and you know, you follow guys along the way.
Yeah, that, and Tennessee is so good this year. You think about the pitchers that have come through Vanderbilt and what they've done with their facilities and everything. I remember when I was working in the Midwest League, 10 plus 15 years ago, however long it was, guys would get drafted and they would come and play in the Midwest League, and they're like, I'm a pro ball player now, and the facilities I'm playing at are nothing compared to what I used to play at. It's just SEC baseball is just a different thing.
It's incredible. People that haven't experienced it, you know, perfect example. I was talking to a scout. This was a couple of years ago, and he was saying they have so much trouble drafting a 10th round SEC player, 12th round, you know, when the draft used to be deeper, because these guys come in and they're used to flying charter flights. They're used to staying at Marriott's and Hilton's, and they go to A-ball, and, you know, you're riding a bus. They don't ride buses in this league. They fly everywhere.
Yeah.
And they fly charters. It's like you're in the big leagues. If you would see our facilities here at the University of Arkansas, we have 32 skyboxes. We'll put in 12,000 people for a weekend series per game, not for the series, per game. And that's college. It's got an incredible following, and not the whole league is like that, because some parks are only 5,000 or 6,000 people, but they pack them. But we have, I think, 8 parks that are 10,000 or more in this league.
Couple more questions for Tom Pagnazzi before we let him go. Again, he's joining the team at Bally Sports Midwest and will be doing studio analyst work this year. The team does begin the season with 6 guys on the injured list. Sonny Gray, in addition to Keenan Middleton, Drew Rahm, Dylan Carlson, Tommy Edmond in that group. Are you concerned, Lars Nootbaar in that group, if I didn't say him, are you concerned about the number of injuries that the Cardinals have suffered before the season has even gotten started?
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, you sit there and you go, man, not again, not again, not again. Hopefully, you know, Nootbaar's back soon. You know, Edmund, I don't know, you know, what Tommy's true timeline is. I don't think he knows yet, you know, from that sense. You know, you're going to get Sonny Gray back pretty soon. It hurts not going from the get-go. It kind of puts you, but is also going to give Victor Scott a chance that was not going to get it. And, you know, the way he played in spring training, he probably deserved it, the opportunity. And, you know, to see him, you know, hopefully he has success. And you know what? He may never go back. You don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's for him and Zach Thompson as well, because he's getting the chance in the rotation with Sonny Gray out. These are young guys being given an opportunity, and now they've got the chance to go out there and perform and force a really tough decision from the Cardinals once other guys get healthy.
Exactly right, and that's what you want as an organization. You want those tough situations. You know, you can plug in somebody here, and if he takes off, Now you go, okay, what are we going to do? Those are good problems to have instead of saying, who are we going to play?
So
that's a lot different.
We had Mark Sweeney on yesterday, and he's joining the crew as well, doing kind of the same thing that you're doing. He was lamenting the fact that because you guys do the same thing, that you're rarely, if ever, going to work together. So my thought was, Cardinals just need to make it to the playoffs this year, and Bally can do full post-game coverage and have both you guys involved in it.
That would be fun. Doggy, we go way back. We played together. He's a great person. Looking forward to it. Him being out in San Diego, me being in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I'll come up even on some weekends that I'm not working, just to see Doggy. He's a fun guy. He's talented. He's been in this business for a while now, and looking forward to catching up to him again.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you and everybody on TV this year. Can't wait to introduce myself to you officially in person once you're in town. Tom, thanks so much for taking the time, and hopefully we can catch up with you every once in a while.
You bet, Matt. Thank you. Anytime.
Awesome. Very good. That's Tom Pagnozzi joining us. Former Cardinal, now part of the broadcast team with Bally Sports Midwest. He's going to be doing pre and post as a studio analyst, joining Mark. So the whole crew, Al Roboski, who am I missing? Matt Pajeski's yelling at me, Scott Warman. Scott Warman and Alexa, they're the host, and then you've got the analyst. Brad Thompson and Jim Edmonds will pop in there on occasion. I don't know if they're going to do that as much this year with the different folks that they've added. But good to have more faces, more voices involved overall with Cardinals broadcast. It's a very good thing, and excited to see what Tom and what Mark are able to do, and just more ways to teach the game of baseball and see the baseball through different lenses, and that is a great thing, I think, for fans. We'll take a break, come back, wrap up the first hour of the program. We'll talk a little Blues hockey. Bad news coming from the team today regarding Oscar Sundquist. What does this really mean? We'll discuss it coming up in just a moment. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Continuing on, it's a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX, mostly Cardinals baseball today because it's the eve. It is the eve of opening day. Cardinals Dodgers coming up tomorrow. 3:10 first pitch. Our coverage will be going all day. It'll start first thing in the morning tomorrow with Total Information AM. It'll go into Chris and Amy. They'll do a little bit of the Dave Glover show for about an hour or so. So it'll be a lot of Kevin Wheeler talking baseball, I would guess, for that hour. And then I'll take over at 2:15 as we get rolling with Cardinals baseball tomorrow. And we are so, so excited for that. The Blues are still playing. It feels like that they are slowly but surely kind of falling out of this thing. That loss the other night, we talked about it yesterday, the loss, not the loss, but giving up 2 points. It felt like a loss, right? They lost. Well, I guess it was a loss because they fell in overtime, but they still got a point. That was tough. That was not good. And now it just seems quite unlikely, but you never know. Again, if they win the number of games in the final 10 or so games of the season, if they keep up the same pace that they had been on going into that Vegas game, they've still got a chance. However, they are not going to have Oscar Sundquist available. The Blues announcing earlier today that he is going to miss the remainder of the season. He has torn an ACL in his right knee. That happened against Vegas on Monday night. The injury is going to require surgery. He is going to be reevaluated in 6 months. So a 6-month reevaluation. That means this is likely to impact his ability he won't have a normal offseason. It could impact his ability to be there for training camp, which is just a little bit more than 6 months away, and even the start of the regular season, if anything goes not quite according to plan. This year, 71 games for Sundquist with the Blues, 21 points, 6 goals, 15 assists, 32 penalty minutes, and he is someone that, even if the numbers don't always show up, he has certainly impacted this team and somebody who wants to be a blue for sure. But not great news for the team as they try to find a way to continue their good run here down the stretch of the season and find a way to sneak into the playoffs, which doesn't seem likely at this point, but something that they, of course, are still attempting to do. All right, coming up next hour, we've got a lot that we are going to get into. Danny Wexelman from ESPN and MLB Network Radio, she's going to join us. We'll preview the Major League Baseball season with her. Kevin Wheeler will be with us for the third part of our three-part series previewing the baseball season. So that's all going to be coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. It is the opening day eve edition of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauly. We are back after the 7 o'clock news right here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.